If he is, how you say, the bestest race car, then why must he rest, eh?
Because he knows what's important. Every now and then, he prefers just to slow down, enjoy life.
Ah, you heard it. Lightning McQueen prefers to be slow. Of course, this is not news to Francesco. When I want to go to sleep, I watch one of his races. After two laps, I am out, cold.
That ain't what I meant.
Hey, what's going on over there?
He is afraid of Francesco. This is...
Yeah, that's that Italian formula car. His name is...
Francesco Bernoulli. No wonder there's a crowd.
Wait, why do you know his name? I don't say it like that. It's three syllables, not ten.
What? He's nice to look at, you know, open-wheeled and all.
What's wrong with fenders?
Nothing.
I thought you liked my fenders.
Let me tell you something else here, Mr. San Francisco.
Mater?
McQueen could drive circles around you.
Driving in circles is all he can do, no?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, he could beat you anywhere, anytime, any track.
Mel, can we move on? Francesco needs a caller who can provide a little more intellectual stimulation, like a dump truck.
That shows what you know. Dump trucks is dumb.
Hey! Whoa!
Yeah, hi, this is Lightning McQueen.
The Lightning McQueen, huh?
Look, I don't appreciate my best friend being insulted like that.
McQueen, that was your best friend. Oh... This is the difference between you and Francesco. Francesco knows how good he is. He does not need to surround himself with tow trucks to prove it.
Yeah, those are strong words from a car that is so fragile.
Fragile! Because of Francesco! Fragile! Not so fast, McQueen!
Not so fast. What is that, your new motto?
Motto! Questo è l'ultimo volto che vado se questo programma ridicolo!
Well, this sounds like something that needs to be settled on the race course. What do you say, Lightning McQueen? We still got room for one more racer.
Well, I would love to. The only thing is, my crew's off for the season, so...
Beat stop.
You know what? They just got back. Deal me in, baby. Ka-chow! Yeah! I know. I just got back, but we won't be long.
No, don't worry about me. I mean, I've got enough to do here. Mater's gonna have a blast, though. You're bringing Mater, right? You never bring him to any of your races. Just let him sit in the pits. Give him a headset. Come on, it'll be the thrill of a lifetime for him.
Your drink, sir.
Mater.
I didn't taste it.
How'd you like to come and see the world with me?
You mean it?
Yeah, you got me into this thing. You're coming along.
All right.